welcome back to Sunday Sermon Burst. My name is Stephan De La Cruz, and I am the friend of God. Today, I want to introduce to you a book that I've just completed, The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. You can pick this book up at Amazon anytime you are ready. To introduce this book, I'm going to touch on Kingdom Battle Tactics. And I want to welcome all the warriors of faith that are out there to this episode. Today, we're going to dive deep into the front lines of spiritual warfare. Now, before you panic, no, we're not talking about some medieval sword-swinging, armor-clanging battle. This is the real fight, the unseen war, the battles for souls, for truth, and for righteousness. And it's going on right now all around you. And whether you know it or not, you are already enlisted. And guess what? I've got just the battle manual you need. The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. This isn't just another Christian self-help book. There's no fluff in it, no sugarcoating it. This is combat strategy for the kingdom warriors, for the Christians that are ready to step up and take the heat. Because if you haven't noticed, the world isn't getting any holier. It isn't getting any better. So we need to be ready for what lies ahead. Today, we're going to talk about how to wield the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit alongside the armor of God. Whether you're at work, at home, at the grocery store, and yes, even in that ridiculous checkout line where someone's forgotten their wallet, and now we're all waiting on them. That's right. In your everyday life, we can use the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit while covered, while carrying, while working out the will of God. So grab your Bible, your spiritual sword, heck, grab some coffee too, because things are about to get real. The battle is real, but so is your power. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Translation, your co-worker Karen isn't your enemy. No offense to any actual Karens out there. We love you. Your battle isn't with people. It's with the forces of darkness behind the scenes. But here's the good news. God didn't send us into battle unarmed. The armor of God can be found in Ephesians 6:12-18. It's your defense, and it's also an offense. The nine gifts of the Holy Spirit can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. Your weapons of power and authority. Let's break it down like a spiritual military briefing. The armor of God, your divine defense system. Before you think about swinging your sword, you got to suit up. The belt of truth, number one, because the enemy's biggest weapon is deception. Also helpful when someone at work tries to take credit for your project. The belt of truth, how to use it. The breastplate of righteousness protects your heart from corruption, because let's be real, office gossip is a battlefield. Shoes of peace keeps you walking in God's purpose, even when you step on a Lego. Shield of faith deflects every attack, like those moments when doubt creeps in or when traffic tests your Christianity. Oh yeah, we've all been there. Number five, helmet of salvation covers your mind, because the enemy loves to mess with your thoughts. Number six, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. This is your offense. Speak the word and the demons tremble. Number seven, prayer. Communicating with God, communicating with the Holy Spirit. this secret weapon. It's like calling in air support from heaven. Now you combine that with the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, your supernatural edge in this practical world that we live in. Okay, think about this. Now that you're suited up with the armor of God, let's talk about the weapons in your arsenal. Number one, you have the word of wisdom. Knowing what to do when you've never been there before. Imagine having an understanding of which direction, which way things are flowing, even though you've never been there. Number two, the word of knowledge. God dropping inside info into your spirit, like letting you know exactly what is about to unfold in front of you, and you having the answer, the understanding, and the know-how to get it done. Number three, faith. That kind of faith that moves mountains, that shakes and trembles the foundations of this earth. Or at the very least, gets you through Monday. Number four, gifts of healing. You can pray and see healing happen. Yes, even for that headache after staring at the computer all day. Number five, miracles. When nature's law takes a backseat to supernatural power. For example, a bill that has been paid out of nowhere. For some people, that is miracle territory. Number six, prophecy. Speaking God's will over situations. God knows where you need to be, and God has the words for you. Number seven, discerning of spirits, the ability to see through the lies and know when something's off. Imagine having that gift working full-time in you every day, wherever you're at. Number eight, speaking in tongues, a spiritual language that is a direct communication with God. This is what Paul says. Paul says, hey, the person who speaks in tongues is speaking to God in mysteries. Number nine, interpretation of tongues. Now imagine understanding what you're saying as you speak in tongues and those mysteries being revealed. Having said all that, when you get a chance, grab yourself a copy of the book, The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. I go into detail on the spiritual side and on the practical side. I show you how to balance those two lives in this world that we live in. Now imagine going to work armed with all of this. Imagine walking into that meeting knowing exactly what to say. Imagine operating with supernatural wisdom in every decision. You aren't just a Christian. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God called for these last days. Now take all these things and apply them to your daily life. Every morning, you suit up with prayer before you step into your job, your office, your work, wherever you are at. If you're a stay-at-home mom taking care of your children, you just start that morning with a prayer and you suit up. The next thing you do is you start using the gifts. Discerning of spirits, recognizing when something is spiritually off in conversations as you're going throughout your day. You pray over tough situations at work and you watch God move. You don't have to lift your hands and scream hallelujah. All you have to do is just say, Lord, here I am. Spiritual warfare isn't about shouting at demons all day. It's about walking in supernatural power daily. Now, this is the call to action. You need to get your manual so that it will help you understand where you're at and what you're doing. This book, The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days, will equip you to recognize and defeat spiritual attacks. Use the gifts of the Spirit in real life situations. It will prepare you to walk boldly in your God-given authority. Don't go into battle unprepared. Get your copy today and step into your calling as a spiritual warrior. Remember, you can pick this up at Amazon. Be assured of this. You were born for this moment, for this age. You weren't just saved to sit on a church pew. So suit up, stand firm, stay strong, and use your gifts. The battle may be intense at moments, but victory is already ours in Christ. I want to remind you to pick up your copy of The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. You can find this on Amazon. And remember, you are not alone.